Today is the fifth Sunday after Easter. It is also the first Sunday of May and the feast of the glorious Pope, St. Pius V. The epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James, the first chapter. Dearly beloved, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if a man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty, and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter. At that time, Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and I go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, as you already know, today is the first Sunday of May, and it is also the feast of the glorious Pope, St. Pius V. How fitting this is, since we have just begun the month of Our Lady, and St. Pius V was one of her most devoted servants. He is, of course, also the patron saint of our congregation. So today, I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you a little about him. Michael Ghislieri, the future Pope Pius V, was born on January 17th in the year 1504 in the tiny village of Bosco, Italy. From his earliest years, his mother taught him to pray earnestly to Our Lady in all his difficulties. His family was rather poor, so Michael worked as a shepherd. But by the time he was 12 years old, he knew that he wanted to be a religious. Unfortunately, however, his parents couldn't afford to send him to school, and there were no religious orders in his town. So he turned to Our Lady and asked her to show him what he should do. Soon after making this prayer, two Dominican fathers passed through his little town. Michael saw them, and mustering up his courage, he ran to introduce himself to them. He told them about his desire to become a religious, and they offered to take him to one of their schools. Michael and his parents were overjoyed at this answer to their prayers, and Michael went with the Dominicans that very day. About 2 years later, he was permitted to actually enter the Dominican order, And after a few more years of study and training, he was ordained a priest. Father Ghislieri filled various offices in the years after his ordination. He was a teacher and even the prior, or the local superior, of several different Dominican houses. Eventually, he was appointed to be the inquisitor of northern Italy. Now, an inquisitor is a priest who has been assigned to guard the faithful against heresy and to uproot heresy wherever it has already appeared. Of course, in the mid-16th century, the Protestant revolt was spreading its pernicious doctrines throughout Europe. And at that time, heresy was regarded as a terrible crime against both the church and the state. And everyone insisted that it be punished as such. However, contrary to modern propaganda, the inquisitors were not cruel men. In fact, the various inquisitions were actually the best run and the most lenient courts of the time. This fact was so well known that many men who were held in state prisons wished to be transferred to the Inquisition prisons because they knew that there they would be treated better and receive a more fair trial. Now, the Inquisition for which Father Ghislieri worked was the Roman Inquisition, which in a few centuries would come to be known as the Holy Office. This Inquisition was established to do three things. First, to determine who was guilty of the crime of heresy. Second, to try to convert the heretic back to the one true faith. And third, to prevent heretics from spreading their false doctrines and corrupting others. Thus, St. Pius V was entrusted with the important office of removing the faithful from the danger of deviation from the faith through the influence of false doctrine. He did this through a combination of firmness, kindness, prayer, and teaching. If a known heretic refused to be reconciled with the church, St. Pius would take the necessary steps to make sure that no one else was corrupted by him. If he repented, the saint was the first to befriend him and to aid him. After he had served as inquisitor for several years, in 1555, Father Ghislieri was consecrated a bishop and a mere 2 years later was named a cardinal. Finally, on January 9th, in the year 1566, despite his pleas of unworthiness, Michael Ghislieri was elected pope and took the name of Pius V. Now, it's interesting to know that as pope, he continued to wear his white Dominican habit. And ever since that time, the pope has worn a white cassock in Pope Pius's honor. Now, the Council of Trent, one of the greatest councils of the church, had ended only 3 years before St. Pius was elected pope. So throughout his papacy, he had two goals. First, to implement the necessary reforms of church discipline, which had been ordered by the Council of Trent. And second, to unite Christian Europe against the growing threat of the Muslim East. In regard to his first goal, he published the Catechism of the Council of Trent and also standardized the Missal and the Breviary for all priests of the Roman Rite. This ensured that priests everywhere could easily teach all the truths of the faith, and it also ensured that the faithful everywhere would have exactly the same Mass and sacraments. In regard to his second goal, the Muslim threat, St. Pius managed to form the Holy League of Spain, Venice, and the Papal States. This Holy League defeated the Turkish Muslim fleet at Lepanto in 1571. Prior to this naval victory, The Christians had seen large sections of Eastern Europe fall to the Muslims. In each place, the Muslims brutally massacred or enslaved the Catholic people, even when they had promised to spare them. In fact, before Lepanto, the Muslim Sultan had boasted that he would feed his horse on the altar of St. Peter's Basilica and would wrap the Pope's head in a turban. Of course, the victory of the Holy League at Lepanto put an end to such wicked boasts and saved Europe from the Muslim domination for hundreds of years. However, less than a year after his great victory, in the year 1572, Pope St. Pius V died after a pontificate of only 6 years. His life became an inspiration to many, and even serves as a perfect example of our Lord's promise in today's gospel. His promise, "Ask and you shall receive." Now, the gospel today is an excerpt from our Lord's sermon at the Last Supper. In this part of his last discourse, our divine Savior commands us to pray for whatever we need, and he promises that his heavenly Father will hear our prayers. Jesus Christ tells his disciples that because God loves them, anything they ask in prayer will be granted to them. Of course, he makes the same promise to us today. He says, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." In other words, if we pray, God will answer our prayers by giving us what is best for us, if only we ask him. But it often happens that our prayers are said distractedly or hurriedly. Or perhaps we might picture God as being a great king who might be offended if we bother him too frequently. Or perhaps we might feel that we're not worthy of being heard by God. What can we do in such a case? St. Louis de Montfort gives us the answer. He says, if we pray to Our Lady, she will make our intention her own and will obtain a favorable answer from our Lord. After all, she is his beloved mother, and he always does whatever she asks. St. Louis puts it this way. He says, it is as if a poor peasant, wishing to win the friendship of the king, were to go to the queen and give her an apple, his only possession, and ask her to offer it to the king for him. The queen takes the apple, puts it on a beautiful golden dish, and presents it to the king on behalf of the peasant. Of course, in itself, an apple is not a worthy gift to give it to a king. But when it's presented by the queen in person on a dish of gold, it becomes fit for any king. In other words, the best way to win God's heart is to pray to his Blessed Mother. If we do this, she will present our poor prayers to her divine Son. And coming from her, they will be supremely pleasing to him. And they will obtain what we need. That's exactly what St. Pius V did. In all his difficulties, he called on Our Lady, and she obtained the answers he needed. When the Muslim Turks threatened to invade all of Europe, St. Pius ordered special prayers, especially the Rosary, to be said throughout Christendom. Even the soldiers prayed the Rosary daily for months before the battle. And clearly, as St. Pius himself said, the Battle of Lepanto was won through prayer and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In a sense, we find ourselves in a similar situation today. just as Europe needed prayers at St. Pius V's time, so does our dear United States need prayers from us today. We all know this is true in both the material and especially the spiritual order. So let us, like St. Pius V, ask Our Lady to intercede on our country's behalf. Another difficulty St. Pius faced was the conversion of heretics, the conversion of sinners. In his journeys as the Inquisitor, he prayed the Rosary frequently as he traveled. He prayed specifically for the conversion of those with whom he had to deal. And as a result, he often had great success in converting them. One author, speaking of this, says, "Fortified with prayer, St. Pius sought an interview with a famous heretic, and it soon led him back to the ways of truth." So too, each one of us knows someone who is in need of prayers. Perhaps they need the grace of conversion, or the grace to withdraw from some occasion of sin. In any case, let us beg Our Lady's help, and she will win the necessary graces for them. And finally, St. Pius also prayed to Our Lady to make reparation for the sins of others. During the carnival season, which was a time of great merriment that often led to sinful excesses, Pope St. Pius V would be seen walking the streets of Rome praying the Rosary. He was so recollected and intent on his prayer that he would not even notice the masked partiers, even when he almost brushed shoulders with them. So let us, like him, pray to Our Lady to comfort her and her divine Son, because they suffer from so much sin today. My dear friends, pray to our Blessed Mother in all your needs. Pray her rosary every day. Honor her frequently throughout the day by saying a short aspiration, such as those two simple but beautiful words, "Hail Mary." Or call on her under her title as the patroness of our country by the prayer, "O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." Let us especially use her month of May to form this good habit of praying the rosary every day and frequently invoking her aid with a short aspiration. Remember, God always hears our prayers. He wants to grant our requests by giving us what he knows is best for us. But let us go to him through his Blessed Mother. She has the heart of a mother for each one of us, for she is truly our mother. So pray to her frequently during this month of May. Give her your attention and love each day by means of the rosary and short aspirations. Go to her in all your needs, no matter what they are, just as St. Pius V did. And then, like him, you will find the truth of our Lord's promise. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.